us will not. Have a look at Rashi. On the fourth narrow line, Marchik Dalet Amos, you have to distance yourself according to the first opinion, Dalet Amos, Min Ha'ikah. What does that mean, Min Ha'ikah? Just from the source. Va'afal pi shahareach bo elov. Even though the smell is coming to him. Now Rashi immediately points out what we said before. Ukagoin, for example, shehi la'achoyrov. We're talking about this is behind him, she'enoi roya iso, that he cannot see it. Because if it's in front of him, then forget the whole subject of whether you can or can't smell it, you have a brand new issue of being able to see it. So it would be totally irrelevant to start discussing four amps. So Rashi immediately points out, yes, we are talking about whether Tsoya is behind him. And if it is behind him, it is not the seeing, which is the issue. It is the fact that you could smell it. The question is, do you have to distance yourself from the Ikka? Or from where the smell ends. So according to the first opinion, this is a tremendous chidush, that as long as you are four amos away from the ikkah, even though the smell is still coming your way, you may recite Kriya Shema. Whereas Rav Chista disagrees. Rav Chista says, no, you've got to distance yourself four amos from where the odor ends. So clearly that will be much more than four amos away from the Tzoya itself. Says the Gemara, Tanye Kavose de Rav Chista. We have a Braisa which is supporting Rav Chista. Rav Chista was the one who said it does not suffice to move yourself four amos away from the Ikkah. You've got to move yourself four amos away from the end of the smell. We have a braisa that supports that. Why? What does it say in the braisa? It says as follows. Loi yikra odom kriya shema. A person should not recite kriya shema. Loi keneged tsoyas odom. Not facing the excrement of a person. Loi keneged tsoyas klovim. From dogs. V'loi keneged tsoyas chazeirim, from pigs. V'loi keneged tsoyas taranagoilim, neither the tsoya of chickens. V'loi keneged tsoyas ashpo, or excrement that can be found in a garbage heap. Shereicha ra, because it has a bad smell. V'im hoya mokoim gavoya asara tfachim. But if where the tsoya is placed, it is on a mound, it is on a high place, 10 tfachim tall, that's always considered to be a different rishus. Oy nomuch asara tfachim, or it's 10 tfachim, not higher than where you are, or lower than where you are. So you're standing next to a pit, and the pit is 10 tfachim, and at the bottom of it there's tsoya. Then no problem, yeshev b'tzidoy, and you could sit right next to it, v'koyrei kriya shema, but v'im lav, but if not, marchik molei einov. You've got to distance yourself, how far? As far as the eye can see. Remember, this is talking about as long as you can see it. V'chein letfilo. Everything we've said with regard to kriya shema is true with regard to tfila as well. And then how does the braisa conclude? Reach ra sheyesh loy ikka. If there is the ikka there, which means the source of the odor is there, marchik dalad amos, and look what it says now, mimokoim horeach. Quite clearly, black and white, like Rav Chista, you've got to distance yourself four amos, not from the ikka, but from the reach. So if the ikka is 20 amos away, but you can still smell the reach, according to Rav Chista and this braisa, you'd not be allowed to say Kriya Shema. Rather, you've got to distance yourself four amos from the end of the reach, v'koyrei Kriya Shema, and only then can you recite Kriya Shema. So we seem to have a mafurisha brisa, absolutely like Rav Chista. How we paskin like this, and whether we'll see whether this is unanimously agreed upon, we'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara. We have to pause over here, I'm afraid, and we'll see Be'ez Hashem. We'll take this up on Sunday, Imitz Hashem. Okay, be well, everybody.